welcome back to another episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to accidentally close the taxi cab door on their coat and be pulled down the street and out of sight.
That's so funny.
First, Max Weinberg.
Hello, I am Max Weinberg playing Wyatt Forsythe, and I'm from the Northeast. I don't wear a coat.
That's not the way I thought that would go.
All right. No. Next, Robin Langenhop.
Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop playing Hayden Kincaid, and I'm sad about how likely this would be. Part of me wishes that I go with the coat, and then we get into a fun little Buster Keaton situation.
Oh, yeah. No, you get pulled down the street and out of sight.
Oh, I thought the coat was being pulled away from me. If I'm going with the coat, then...
No, you're going with.
Yeah.
You're being dragged through town by the coat.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I'm concerned for my personal safety.
And
put
last...
Put on some Benny Hill, and then I'll be okay.
And last, Rowan McStay.
Howdy, I'm Rowan McStay, playing Solomon Breyer, and this makes sense. I don't know. My luck goes one of two ways, and it's really good or really bad. Like, there's nothing in between.
Well, with that, let's dive right in. Last time on Mage Hand High Five, Boyd revealed to Wyatt his motive for harnessing the flame, selling immortality to the rich. They began to fight, with Boyd stealing the flame's power for himself, while Wyatt healed it and was rewarded in turn. Upstairs, Salome and Hayden rescued the Flame Knights and Father Muldinen, ordering them to release as many prisoners as possible before attempting to take the elevator down to Wyatt. On the way down, however, they were attacked by the Wraith, escaping only by cutting the cables to the elevator car. And when we last left off, Boyd had transformed the arena, bringing himself and Wyatt up into it while leveling the entire pit compound. Where you are now. This arena, the pit, as it has been called, has changed. A widening rift opened in the middle of the games on the arena floor, and a new floor has risen from the depths. On it is a hobgoblin child on his back screaming,
"Ow! Ah!"
And a bugbear man who has now fully enveloped himself in fire. Hayden, Salome, and Belinda.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
You are all in cell block F, where the elevator has opened out into. The elevator behind you is no more because the bottom of the shaft rose with the rest of this subterranean level and has completely destroyed it. You look, the arena still stands out in front of you, Wyatt screaming, and you watch as the bugbear man cackles, and then you see platforms, walls, tunnels, an entire maze constructed entirely of magic rises from the arena floor and rushes Wyatt to the far side, away from this man.
Does this all look like it's happening on purpose?
This looks like it's on purpose for the bugbear man.
Oh, great. Okay, that's what
The crowd is screaming and running for their lives.
Cool.
Oh,
cool. Okay.
I just wanted to get a sense of vibe for everyone. So
the crowd?
Yep.
Well, who else would be in the stands?
The stands?
And the crowd is not cheering?
The crowd is screaming in terror. Some of them are running. Some of them are clapping because they don't know what's happening.
Can we see the other prisoners? Are the other flamies around?
Yeah, they're just here.
So we freed the flamies.
No, the flamies are out releasing other prisoners.
Oh.
Wyatt, as you are on the ground, a wall raises between you and Boyd. And then that wall rushes you along, scooping you up. Essentially, you are pressed against the wall, going so fast. You are thrown to the far side of the arena. You slam into the ground, bah, 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 rolling head over ass. And then as you come to a stop, a box rises up around you with the number 20. A little green 20 appears over your head. And you hear,
"Welcome back to the final round of the pit. Audiences, you're really gonna wanna stick around for this one."
And then, I need everyone to roll perception checks.
19.
10.
18.
Hayden, you look and watch as the shimmering wall, renewed with even more power than ever, rises around the arena, fully preventing you and Salome from heading into the arena.
So there's no way for us to help Wyatt? There's no way to get in?
I didn't say there was no way for you to help Wyatt.
Okay.
You see along the walkway ringing the arena, three massive jets of flame arc up, spilling from cracks, ripping themselves open in the floor. And you watch as Boyd, you assume, pulls more of the flame's power into himself. And you deduce that if Boyd siphons the flame's energy before anyone can stop him, he wins. Even now, you watch as these three arcs of flame outside of the arena begin to lower, not quite as fearsome as before. But an open flame can always burn brighter. It just needs fuel.
Salome, BB, we got to get to these flames. We got to keep them going.
BB?
BB?
I'm trying it out.
Belinda sort of grimaces and goes,
All right, noted. Do not say that again.
Okay, so we think we need to keep the flame going?
If the flame goes out, if Boyd takes all of it, then I think that's the end for us.
Wyatt.
Yeah.
As you look, the front door of the box, the one with the number 20 on it, slams down. And you hear a voice that says,
"Place your bets, folks. Will he make it to the other side? Or will he die?"
Wyatt, you look on the far side of this maze is Boyd. Boyd is pulling more and more of the flame's power. If he pulls it all, the flame might die. Boyd has the power to kill a god today.
Ooh.
And you realize you may need to kill him first.
Wyatt is going to gather himself and kind of take in what's happening around him.
Okay.
And yell out to Boyd.
Boyd, what have you done?
I'm taking what's mine. Eternal life. For me to sell as I fucking please.
Upon hearing that, Wyatt is going to begin praying to cast Summon Celestial at a sixth level, which I'm hoping will let me summon just like a smaller flame lion avatar.
Okay.
Ooh.
Who can fly.
It can fly.
A little flame cub?
No, it is large. This avatar of the flame lion is large and can fly.
Incredible.
If I would be allowed to ride it.
Here's what happens. You summon forth in a jet of flame a smaller version of the eternal flame. It is a lion, its head engulfed in flame. You can't see. It is just so bright. It is majestic. And you slide onto its back. And as you start to rise up into the air, you watch as the maze rises up too.
Mm.
And that brings me to what Salome sees.
Mm-hmm.
Salome, you clock the arena changing against Wyatt. And you wonder, if he passes through this maze, will walls block off his progress? Will monsters be guided to his path? And then you remember that there is someone in charge of the games here.
Oh, I wasn't forgetting. I was thinking about him for a minute.
You scan the arena, but you do not see him. If the good doctor is not taken out, Wyatt won't reach Boyd in time.
Okay, so it seems like somebody's got to keep fanning this flame. I've got no way to do that other than maybe to try to heal it, but I don't really have fire spells like that.
I can work on getting the flamies onto those. I've got a little bit of fire myself.
All right, I'm gonna go kill Doc Dervish.
Oh, fun. Great. Need a hand?
Maybe. I don't know. Look, just be careful. Keep an eye out for the Wraith and Mary Jean Crenshaw, Wainwright, Laterno, whatever the hell her name is.
All right. I'll get the flames going. You go after the doc. I'll find you once we've got this under control.
You got it.
You hear Wyatt just yell, "What?"
Casey, is there any sign of the previous competitors?
You see that they were pushed out of the arena before the wall went back up.
Okay.
Anyone who was still alive during the games. As the ground split open, the old arena was shoved out to the side into the stands.
Oh.
You watch as some of the former lifers are now making a break for it out of here.
Hell yeah.
This is no longer a prison. This is a war zone.
Remember, Salome, we got some allies out there.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Casey.
Yeah.
Are we seeing, like, are we in, I don't know, within, say, like, give or take 120 feet of the audience?
Yes.
Is there anyone cheering?
Yeah, there's people cheering.
Just people cheering and watching?
Yeah. They don't know what's going on. A lot of people have left, have started screaming and heading for the exit, but there are definitely some people still here, still like cheering, and they're giddy. They're clapping and waving their hands.
I shoot one of them.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I shoot one of them on my way out to go get Dervish.
Yeah, you clock a particularly wicked looking human man cackling at what's going on. You hear him shout, "Yeah, kill the boy!"
Okay.
Jeez. And you blow a hole through him.
Well, yeah, no, that is, let's see, the first hit would be 32 damage on the first hit.
Yeah.
Mm. there was a human man sitting there.
Great, yeah. Salome looks out at the arena and Wyatt in it alone with us not being able to get to him and sees all of these Thridian spectators cheering as this child is put into harm's way, and something terribly cold rises up in her, something that she picked up from Thrid, and she points the gun at this man's back and just pulls the trigger, and I will take that extra plus one modifier to the gun from another person that's been killed with it.
Okay.
And I will run after Dr. Vish.
What is happening? What?
Salome's gun has extra powers now, and I don't think it's going to come back to bite me.
I can't tell you how differently whatever the hell happened.
We're in another world.
Oh, Miss Bartle, do you know if there's a control room for the games or anything like that? Like where Doc Dervish runs all this shit?
Well, people in the box seats get a behind-the-scenes look at how the games are run. Sometimes in progress.
You want to show me?
She nods and says, "Yeah, yeah, you're different. You've changed."
Darling, Girl Scouts don't kill their husbands. Have I changed or did you just not know me? And we run up.
Yeah, you run. Wyatt, you realize that no matter where you fly, this maze is going to meet you. Someone is changing the maze. The only way to Boyd is through.
I start having the lion run in.
You charge ahead, down one corridor and then down another. You turn a corner and watch as a wall closes off the corridor in front of you. As you're doubling back, you look and see a ladder leading up to another floor.
But there's still ways to run forward. Can I make a perception check to kind of be able to try to keep my bearing of which direction Boyd is?
Yes.
To 23.
Okay. You sense that the ladder would take you forward. There is another corridor that leads away, maybe sideways, and then the corridor you came from.
I'm going to keep running along the corridor.
Okay. You do, and as you do, you hear a and you look back to see the ladder recoiling into a mimic's mouth. And you continue. Hayden, you are rushing forward to the nearest flame. You see a dazed Goliath man struggling to his feet as if he were just shoved off of the arena floor.
Moldrick, you all right? How you doing?
Hi. I'm glad you're alive.
You all right? You doing okay?
Yes. What is going on?
Not 100% on that. Looks like Wyatt's fighting for his life, but we need to keep these fires going, and Salome's out to take out whoever's running this whole shindig. Have you seen a little dwarf lady?
What?
A little dwarf lady?
She's a wild one. She likes cream corn. I assume there's no cream corn in the arena, but we'll get to that later. Have you seen her? Did you run into her in the game?
I don't know. I saw a dwerger woman. I saw a...
Yes, yes!
What?
That's her. We're looking for her. Oh. Do you know where she is?
Oh. Well, I mean, there is a little bit of a difference between dwarves and dwerger.
We're short on time, buddy.
I saw her. I don't know where she went. She killed a man right in front of me and then kept going.
That sounds like her. She has a dark passenger. It's a whole thing.
God! Okay.
Look, time is running short.
Wait.
Here. Do you want to help us out?
She looked familiar. She looked familiar. Was she from the mines?
Huh?
That's right. Yes, she helped us try to kill y'all when you were all, you know, done up by the red eye god.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, okay. Your buddies.
We're going to worry about that later. And he draws his sword, and as he does, it lights in flame.
Oh, right. You're all flamey. We need to keep these flames going. It'll help Wyatt.
I am a flamey. Where do you need me to go?
Can I point to one of the flame spouts?
You point. You are at the one that is between the other two. So if the arena was a clock, you're at like 6 o'clock. There's another one at 3 o'clock and another one at 9 o'clock.
Got it. Moldrick, you gotta keep this flame burning as high as you can, as long as you can. Can you do that?
He immediately plunges his sword into the jet and it lights.
Great. Everything you got. We need these fires burning.
He begins to pray.
All right, I'm gonna keep it going. May the flame do its whatever the fuck. I'm going.
You turn. So at the moment, Mordric is at the one in the middle. Do you turn to the one on the left or the one on the right?
Left.
You turn. And as you do, someone comes out of invisibility in front of you.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Clad in white armor, now dented, the Wraith appears.
Took a little tumble, didn't you?
The Wraith says, "We were interrupted. But I will kill you all the same."
You could try.
And now, well, actually, real quick, Salome, let's handle you getting to your place. before we enter initiative.
Yeah, I think Belinda starts to lead. I look behind one more time to see Wyatt, just to make sure that he's okay, at least for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go up with Belinda.
You rush forward, Belinda leading the way. You charge up the stands. Some of the you look in the middle of the stands is a pathway down to the entrance of the lobby. You see people shoving each other hand over foot to teleport through the circle in the middle of the lobby.
Can I use the last two shots of my Eldritch Blast to try to destroy the circle?
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Roll attack throws.
That is a 25 and a 21.
Both hit. Roll damage.
Okay. First one is 48.
Okay.
Second one is 54.
You deal over 100 points of damage.
Yeah, 102.
To this teleportation circle. You see the shots whiz past the people trying to teleport through, smash into the ground. You watch it shatter, and then, like all magic objects do when they're destroyed, explode. The crowd rockets backward, all of them slamming into the ground as this teleportation circle is destroyed.
Don't think you can just run on back to Threed. You will stay here and take what reckoning is yours. Threed is death, and death is what you deserve.
Belinda stops short and just looks at you.
Let's find him. Come on, we're running out of time.
She goes to say something, says nothing, then cocks her head up to the booth, and you both continue up. You enter the booth. Inside, in the center of the box, hands flying through complex patterns of advanced spell weaving, is Doc Dervish. He throws up a hand and a wall rises up before Wyatt, blocking his path. The doc grins and the wall begins forcing Wyatt back up the way he came. He is busy spell weaving. You see that there is no one else in this room. It seems that the higher tier patrons decided not to stick around.
Does it seem like we've caught him by surprise?
He does not make any motion to you, nor does he halt his spell weaving.
Great. Well, then, rather than alerting him to our presence with some sort of monologue, I will cast... Not cast, excuse me. I will use a bonus action to use Hexblade's Curse on him.
Okay.
And then I will fire off another Eldritch Blast at him.
Okay. Roll.
That is a 26.
Roll damage.
The next one is a... That is a 15.
Okay.
And that is a 27.
You fire. The first one fully hits. The second one glances off of a magic shield surrounding him. But the third one also hits.
Damn, but my diary set.
Mm.
All right. First hit does 45 damage. Second one is a little chintzy, is only 16.
Okay.
And third one is 25. Plus an extra 12 from Hexblade's Curse.
Okay.
And with each of the hits, he gets pushed via repelling blast 10 feet in front of him in a straight line. So if there's glass or like a force field or something like that, he just gets boom, boom into it.
Yeah, he is thrown against the glass twice. Bah, bah. He snarls, turns around, waves one last hand to the arena, and you see all of the walls begin to shuffle.
You having fun yet, Doc?
He smiles and says, oh, the party's just getting started. Glad you could make it to the box seats, Miss Jameson, if that is your real name.
Oh, it is.
Great, and now I'm going to have all of you roll initiative.
Okay.
Salome.
Four.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Somebody's got to bring up the bottom, and it's me.
Someone's got to be the caboose. Hayden.
16.
Juiciest caboose in the Badlands.
Hayden, what is your dex?
My dex is plus 4. 19 specifically.
Roll a d20.
Okay.
You know, just in case you and somebody else who tied with you had the exact same dex.
12.
Wyatt.
11. And the lion goes on my initiative, but right afterwards.
At the top of the order is Boyd. Boyd uses his action to draw more of the flame's power, and you watch as all arcs of flame in the arena start to dim. He cackles maniacally and says, I'm going to kill your god now, Wyatt. And when I've taken him for everything he's got, I'm going to sell his fucking carcass for money. And then maybe I'll be your god, son. How you feel about that?
What? I can't hear you. We're really far away from each other. We're like in a box. What?
Next in the order is Belinda. Belinda side-eyes you, Salome, and says, we killing this guy?
This ain't your fight. You sure you want to be in it?
She looks at you and she says, let's just get through the fight.
All right. Then yeah, we're killing this guy.
And the banter isn't there.
Yeah, it's weird.
She whoosh, slashes with two of her daggers, and both of them pass through the magic shield and slice at Dr. Vish's chest. He recoils back, screaming in anger. And then, Salome, as Belinda rushes forward, you feel a blade slide into your back.
Oh, Luther did the same thing last time I saw him. You two really did deserve each other, didn't you?
And I need you to make a DC. Actually, I'm not going to tell you the DC. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
All right. How's a 22 treat you? Is that enough?
Okay. You feel poison begin to rise in your body, and you will it down.
Didn't work when they did it. Ain't gonna work when you do it, Mary Jane.
She says, that don't matter. I still get to stab you two more times.
Shit.
This time she does not get advantage on the two attacks. However, one of them still hits. So, you're going to take 8 points of piercing damage and 11 points of poison damage. As two more...
Well, it is a good thing I had all that temp HP.
And then she smiles and is going to disengage.
Oh, you...
As a bonus action.
Snake traitor.
And then she runs out of the box.
Mary Jane, get back here, you sellout!
You're gonna have to catch me.
I'm gonna kill your second husband, too.
Next is Hayden. Hayden, the Wraith stands before you. Both blades ready to fight you.
I have no quarrel with you, but if you insist on this fight, I must protect my friends.
They chuckle, and they say, insist. I live for this.
All right. The first thing I do is call up the last of my spirits. I call up the spirit of Wink the Cat.
Oh, Wink.
Who is curled up across my shoulders with his one good eye, and he grants me advantage on checks made to detect creatures. So if the Wraith goes invisible again, I might be okay.
Okay. Cool.
And then I will raise the lucky shot at a plus 3 and fire.
Cool. Roll to hit.
That's a 19 on the die. For a 29. Nope. 32.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, there's no way that doesn't hit.
So this is 2d8 plus the d6 of poison for my absorb elements.
Okay.
Plus I am marking the Wraith as my favored foe for another d4.
Okay.
That is 17 damage for my first hit.
Okay. How much of that was poison damage?
How much of that is poison damage? Just one.
Okay.
All right. And for my second hit, I will use Glitter Baby to get advantage on this hit.
Okay.
That is a 27 to hit on the second attack.
Yeah, that hits. Roll damage.
That's a lot of ones. That's still 20 damage, though.
There you go.
That's a lot Good Lord. Of ones. God.
Yeah. God, you get some hits in. These bah, bah, hit the Wraith. The Wraith staggers back. You hit parts of their armor that have opened up, that have crumpled from the elevator fall. Anything else?
I will throw on just an extra teeny little d4 of damage.
Cool.
From my dreadful strike. So that's an extra d4 of psychic, and that's just two more damage. That's it.
Great.
And I brace for retaliation.
Do you continue forward? You see the flame die down in the distance. It's about 60 feet away right now.
Yes, I will start moving in the hopes that the Wraith follows me instead of going after Mordrick. I'm kind of trying to continue this fight as I approach the flame.
So you leave the Wraith's melee range.
I am inching in that direction.
So you strafe around.
Yeah.
Maybe go like to the other side of this 5 feet. You make it 5 feet closer. There are 55 feet left. You do not leave their melee range.
Correct.
Great. Next in the order is the Wraith. The Wraith is going to use their bonus action to vanish.
Yeah, I figured.
And then they are going to attack you. So that is a crit on the first attack.
Jeez.
A 21 on the second attack.
Okay.
And a 20 on the third attack.
I can't keep this going, y'all.
I don't like that you're 1v1ing the Wraith right now.
I'm probably going to need to run if it's going to be like this.
You take 9 points of piercing damage and 21 points of poison damage.
Ooh, I will cast absorb elements again.
And you are poisoned until the start of the Wraith's next turn.
I will make that a fourth level absorb elements.
Okay.
I'm bloody.
Welcome to the Beastland. Here, the only law is of the jungle, the only call of the wild. But all is not balanced in these happy hunting grounds, and when aberrant scars of the planescape's great conflicts tarnish these lands, only the noble unicorn knights can preserve the natural order. Or at least their recent contractors can give it their best shot. The quarry is clear, the trail warm. It's time to assemble our hunting party. Rolling with Difficulty presents our third D&D campaign, Hunting Party. Enter the Beastlands with our noble unicorn knights and hunt some aberrations on all fine podcasting platforms, or catch us over on the Rolling with Difficulty YouTube channel where you can get the same episodes but with animated battle maps. But whether you go for YouTube or your podcast platform of choice, happy hunting.
Howdy, y'all. Are you looking for a way to design and build models of your own favorite tabletop characters? If you are, I want to introduce you to Hero Forge. At HeroForge.com, you can create a fully customizable miniature using their database of dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all from their super user-friendly website. You can order your custom mini directly from Hero Forge or download and print it at home if you have access to a 3D printer. We use Hero Forge to start designing our Badlands characters way back at the beginning, and their huge range of customization options really helped us to bring the Twin River Trio to life. But Hero Forge does more than just minis. They also do 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains. If you expect to make a lot of minis, I would recommend checking out their Pro or Pro Plus subscription. The Pro subscription gives you access to kit bashing, photo booth, and tools to organize your minis. Pro Plus gives you all of that, plus 5 monthly digital credits for either printing at home or moving your creations over to a virtual tabletop. Visit HeroForge.com today to start designing your own custom minis. And don't forget to check back often. New content is added every week. Happy building!
Attention bounty hunters, outlaws, and space cowboys. Soul Muppet Publishing has just announced Orbital Blues Month, a collaborative crowdfunding campaign featuring 6 different creators, each celebrating our favorite space western TTRPG, Orbital Blues. Launching April 1st on BackerKit, this expansion of the Frontier Galaxy brings new adventures, factions, and mechanics. And as a fan of all things space western, I can't wait to see what's in store. If you're an experienced runner that knows a thing or two about Heartbreak on the Cosmic Range, or if you're a fan of Cowboy Bebop, Firefly, and Guardians of the Galaxy and don't know about Orbital Blues, well, now's the perfect time to saddle up. Filled with high-tech data heists, high-octane space racing, and even an interstellar train line, this series of releases will have a little something for everyone. Orbital Blues Month starts April 1st on BackerKit. I'll see you there, partner.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bittertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitterton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitterton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
Next in the order is Doc Dervish. Doc's going to direct both of his attacks towards Belinda.
I don't like that. Okay.
One of them is going to hit, and one of them is going to miss. He fires off 2 burst attacks. And she is going to take 18 force damage as one of the bolts hits her in the chest.
Ooh, can I use Channel Divinity Rebuke the Violent here? He's going to have to make a wisdom save.
Sure, okay.
DC 17.
He saves.
Shit. Okay. Well, he still takes 9 damage.
Yeah, it reverberates and knocks him back too.
Why don't you come on over here, darling? I thought you wanted to fight me.
He smiles, and then you see him vanish in a cloud of smoke.
Oh, shit.
You see him reappear on the other side of the glass outside of the box, wiggles his fingers, and then turns back to the arena.
On the other side of the box. Okay, but he's still in the audience.
Yes, he's on the other side of the glass. Okay. He's in the stands now.
God,
and you see him turn and start walking down the arena steps.
Oh, holy hell. Okay, we got to get him.
Wyatt, it is your turn. You come upon a 3-way split. This maze branches off in 3 directions, and you do not know which one is the right one.
I would like to use my action to cast Sacred Flame down the path on the right to hopefully get like an explosion of light or something to try to see what might be down there.
You launch a jet of flame down that path. It scorches the far wall, lights up, and you hear a come from around the corner.
Okay, not that direction.
you start to see a head emerge from around that side. Reptilian in nature.
Let's go left.
You turn down the left path as the head of a hydra arcs its way up the other path.
I'm sorry, what?
Great. You come upon an open pit. It is just a drop. And it is 30 feet from this side to the other side.
I fly on my lion.
Buck, you fly it. You fly across. You fly across. You solved my chasm puzzle.
Wyatt on a flaming lion is so good.
It's so great.
I love this for God. Our boy. I wish we could see it.
Wyatt, as you leap to the other side easily, continue on down the path. I forgot about your fucking flying lion. You turn a corner and see another split. And as you do, a wall whoom, comes up on one, and that path completely disappears, leaving you with only one option.
Well, I cautiously go down this option.
And you continue down the other one. As you do, the sky opens up. You see in the distance Boyd. And you think you might be able to get one shot in. Like, you see the doors shifting and closing. Like, you see sort of your hole of opportunity coming and going. You wouldn't be able to make the gap, but maybe a spell could.
So Wyatt, as he sees this opportunity close, will cast a fourth level Scorching Ray.
Ooh, okay.
Which means I get four rays instead of three.
Mm.
And each of these rays gets a D10 if they hit?
Yes.
Okay, well, 14, 18, 24, nat 20.
Ooh!
It's pretty great.
There you go.
The 14... does not hit. The 18 does hit.
Yeah,
and all of the other ones
does.
Hit too.
Yeah, it does.
They all hit.
You liked doing that, didn't you?
I get three hits, which is going to be 6d6 plus 3d10.
Yeah.
And any ones I roll are twos.
Ooh, okay.
That's 40 total damage.
Ooh, okay.
As from the lion's mouth, just a blast of fire shoots out.
Ah, that's so good.
At Boyd.
That's so good.
Oh, God, it's incredible. You watch as this flame flares up and then lashes out in four bolts. They fly through the gap. One of them hits off of a wall and misses. The other three make their target and rocket into Boyd. Hayden and Salome, Hayden especially, you see three jets of flame erupt from within the maze and slam into Boyd, and watch as three times the fire in front of you arcs up.
All right, good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you, roll a perception or investigation check. I think it'll be perception for all of you, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think any of us are right.
I think we got rid of our smart characters.
Yeah, 11.
Okay.
14.
Also 11. Unless I'm detecting a creature within my range.
Great. Wyatt, you're the only one who sees this.
Oh.
You see the bolts hit. You see the flame rise up around Boyd. You see him absorb this flame into his skin. And you notice two things. One, it deals a lot of damage to him, which is good.
Okay.
Some of that damage starts to heal. But you see as these flames overcharge Boyd, almost as if it's a little too much to handle.
Mm.
Question.
Yes.
Does I have my elemental adept feat for fire ignores resistance to fire? I don't know if that makes any difference to any of this.
Ooh,
That does. You don't see him heal up from it.
Great.
Ooh, nice. There you go, kid.
It looks like it powers him up. However, it looks like it powers him up too much. Like, he loses control for a moment. For a moment, the fire spirals around him, and then he's able to pull it back under his control. Salome, it is your turn.
All right. I have not had a turn in combat yet. That feels like I have, because I've done a lot of shit. How far away is the, you know, as the crow flies, if the glass wasn't between us, how far away is Dervish from us?
He walked his full 30 feet from where he misty stepped outside. So he is probably about 45 feet from where you are right now through the glass.
Okay. And if we were to walk around, what would that look like?
That'd be like 55 to 60 feet.
And then if I were to try to break through the glass and jump out toward Dervish, could I get there faster even if I took some falling damage?
I think I will make the compromise with you. You can get closer to take more damage.
Okay.
In fact, I'll give you an athletics check to see how far you go. The longer you go, the more damage you'll take, the closer you'll be to Doc.
Great. All right. Sure. Ms. Bartle, if we go out that way, it's going to take a minute for us to get down to him. Are you all right if I try to shoot through this glass, shoot him, and then we jump out?
She looks at you and says,
They're trying to kill Wyatt in front of us.
I will follow your lead.
Is that stupid?
Look,
all right. I'm sorry. This might be stupid. We can break through the glass and I can shoot at him, but that's the only thing I can do from here. Otherwise, we're going to have to go back through Mary Jane.
She says, do what you do.
Ooh.
If you're going to kill people, do it. And don't fucking second guess yourself.
Ms. Bartle,
do what you're going to do. Do it well. Do it right. Do it no matter what other people tell you. No matter what I tell you.
Salome pulls up short a little bit at being checked like this by Belinda. And I do think it's enough to kind of snap her out of this self-destructive rage for a second. And it both takes her aback because I think she hasn't been told to trust herself very much in her adult life. And also feels a bit sick at the realization that she might be being scary to Belinda right now. And she says, shit, you're right. If we shoot through the glass, there's no guarantee we get Dervish at the same time. The safe thing and the sure thing is just to go around. I'm going to get ready to hit Mary Jane if she tries to go for you, okay?
Stop talking to me and go.
All right, run. I think we run out, and I'm going to prepare an action if Mary Jane tries to go specifically for Belinda to attack her.
You come out, and she uses her attack of opportunity to hit you.
Yeah, of course she does.
And she misses.
Great. Then we keep running.
You hear a knife whiz past your ear.
Try again, traitor. And I will take a dash action to get to Dervish. If he's 50, 60 feet away from me, I'll take a dash action to get to him.
Yeah.
I put down the gun, I pick up the sword, and say, don't you think you're getting away that easy, darling?
He turns around and smiles as you approach. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm good.
Great. Boyd, on his turn, he is going to draw more power from the flame. As he does, flaming meteors begin to descend from the sky. I need all of you. Wyatt, you're safe because you're inside the maze. Everyone else needs to make dex saving throws.
Alrighty.
Okay.
That includes the villains?
It does include some of the villains.
18?
21.
21 saves.
God, 18 doesn't save.
We're in the big leagues.
Yeah, well, turns out.
On a failure, you're going to take 15 points of fire damage as it rains from the sky. On a success, you take half, so 7.
Okay.
Salome, you see a chunk of meteor come down and hit both you and Doc. Just knocking you both back a little bit.
Got you too, huh?
He growls over his shoulder. He says, be careful.
I don't think he can hear you, dear heart.
Boyd is totally, like, wrapped in a flame cocoon at this point. His eyes are beginning to glow red. And that is Boyd's turn. Next in the order is Belinda. Belinda is going to bonus action dash.
Hell yeah.
To make it to Doc, and then she's going to attack. And she slashes him again. Two pretty big hits. And Belinda is in the fight again.
All right.
Next, you hear from behind you, Salome. What is your fucking problem with me?
What isn't, darling?
Why do you keep killing my meal tickets? It's not enough you kill your own, you gotta kill mine too? The fuck is your problem?
God, you're self-centered. You really think this whole thing's about you?
Yeah, I think it's about me.
Oh,
it's,
honey.
Everything's about me.
Oh, dear heart. Well, hey, listen, if you want it to be about you so bad, then why don't you come on over here?
She snarls. Her hair is like... her perfect hair is messed up. Now her dress is a little disheveled. And she says, you know how much work it takes to be Honey Bunny Crenshaw?
Yeah, well, darling, some of that work's wearing off. You look a bit of a mess. Maybe if you were a little less ugly on the inside, the outside would be easier to match.
She flings her dagger at you.
Good.
It stabs into you, and you are going to take 7 points of piercing damage, 7 points of poison damage.
All right.
Bada bing. She throws the knife at you. It smacks into you. And then you see her take off her heels and run away.
Come back, coward.
She says, no, I gotta do my makeup. Catch you on the flip side.
You ain't gonna have a meal ticket to do it for here in a minute.
We'll see. She's gonna bonus action dash to run away. Hayden, your turn.
Okay.
The wraith is invisible. You are poisoned.
How was the wraith looking before disappearing?
Wraith looks like they do this for a living.
Yeah. How far away is the next flame?
55 feet.
Holding the lucky shot in their hands, raised up, thinking about where the wraith just was, and bracing to fire, they go, be smart, Hayden. Be smart. Don't try to do things on your own. Everybody's telling you that. You're not a hunter. You don't have to be. I cast Misty Step for 30 feet. Move the other 20. And cast Produce Flame.
That's a cantrip.
It's a cantrip. And I fire it at the flame.
Oh, nice, Hayden. Look at you go, kid. You learned something today.
Yeah.
That's called growth, baby.
Oh, you do. You ignite the flame. It arcs up, and this flame is good. It is burning bright.
That's 19 fire damage.
19 fire damage. Wyatt, inside the arena, you are not only at full health, you get another 50 temp HP.
50?
Mm-hmm.
50?
Yeah, darling,
five,
that's great.
0.
I got your little gift.
Wow, everyone's having such a good time with their character growth, and I'm regressing.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that.
It's fine. We'll talk later.
Great. Wyatt, you're doing well. Hayden, anything else you do on your turn?
That's expending everything I got.
Great. On the other side of the arena, the other beacon still burns weakly. Mordric is doing his best at his. And you look and watch a fresh wound open along his shoulder.
Oh, no.
As the wraith switches targets. Mordric takes these hits like a brick wall.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He does not flinch. And you know these attacks hurt.
Mm.
He is going to do his damnedest. He will die here if he needs to. Salome,
Yeah.
It is the doc's turn.
Mm-hmm.
You're both in his business.
I would say that we're probably smart enough fighters to go up to a mage on opposite sides of him so that if he casts some kind of cone or some shit, it only hits one of us.
No, that makes sense. Doc smiles at you, Salome.
Mm-hmm.
And says, you know her?
Never met her. I think she works here. I couldn't give two shits about her.
He smiles and says, then you won't mind if I do this. And he turns around and casts Cone of Cold on Belinda.
Shit. Oh, no.
It's a con save, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but she gets a plus +5 to the con save because she's within 10 feet of me.
She succeeds.
Okay.
And takes a lot of damage.
How much?
48 halved is 24 cold damage.
I use my Aura of the Guardian to take it instead.
Ooh.
Mmm. Okay.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
You take 24 cold damage as a cone of cold hits Belinda, refracts, and hits you somehow.
No, Doc, I don't think I will mind if you do that.
He snarls. And then Misty steps again.
Shit.
Up to the top of the stands.
God damn it. Oh, we can't keep doing this. Okay.
Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
The maze is not shifting anymore, as if someone who is supposed to be shifting the maze is being distracted. And you feel that you're coming close to the end of the maze. Like one or two more turns and you'll be out of here. Through your glances upward occasionally, you see that the flame has surrounded Boyd. It is like a cocoon now, as if whatever inside is changing. You think you might have the health to take on Boyd, but you think you might need a little boost in damage before you take him on, as if there is one last thing to be done. You round a corner, and there is the exit to the maze. And stumbling out between you and there is a bug? A man? A bug man? It is a large, two-legged creature, two claws. It stumbles forward and then looks over at you, Wyatt. And I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
Is this one of the giant bugs that Philomena mentioned?
Holy shit, the bug people from the mines!
The bug people?
Everybody from the mines is showing up. It's a mine reunion.
It's a
time.
Warm Falls reunion.
Where is Ragtag when you need him?
That's an 11, and if an 11 fails, that's a 12.
Both fail.
Damn. Okay.
And I need you to roll a d8.
4.
You look, and this bug man looks at you. And as it does, echoes of a voice you never heard personally go through your mind of bug people that can confuse you with their gaze. And its eyes swirl. And as they do, you are frozen in place. And the bug man begins to bear down on you.
I will say that the lion goes right after me.
The lion needs to make a charisma save if it's looking at the bug.
It's a lion. It's got to be charismatic.
15?
The lion resists.
Oh, yes!
What does it do?
It runs up to this bug and takes three swipes. Or just goes swipe, swipe, bite.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Roll damage.
So because I cast Summon Celestial at a 6th level as opposed to the base 5th, I do get 3 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which gets a plus +9 to hit. And on each hit, because these are melee attacks, I get your thing.
The D10.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
everybody
it starts
does.
At It starts at 1d10 plus 3 plus 6 on each hit.
Okay.
And the Celestial can choose itself or another creature it can see within 10 feet of the target. The chosen creature gets 1d10 temp hit points. Obviously not choosing Wyatt because Wyatt has 50 temp hit points.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will choose the lion and...
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Keep track of that.
Here are my three attack rolls.
Go ahead.
23, 25, 27.
Hell yeah, Wyatt.
Those
come on, baby.
Those gotta hit, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so 48 plus 27 is
60, 75. Yes, Wyatt! Hell yeah, get after it, kid.
As the avatar of the Flame Lion leaps at this bug person.
Yes! God, you... The lion begins ripping this thing up. It screams and then tunnels away. It goes straight down, tunnels into the maze, fully fleeing, does not want to mess with whatever you've got going on.
And then to just, you know, put that cherry on top, I get 7 temp hit points for the lion.
Great.
You give temp hit points to the lion, and the lion's looking pretty good. And as the bug person tunnels away, you feel your confusion dissipating. Do you rush forward out of the maze?
Yeah. Wyatt comes to, having seen his lion eviscerate this bug person thing, and just goes out and starts flying towards the cocoon.
Great. Yeah, Wyatt, come on, baby.
You emerge from the tunnels, wings launch out from your lion, leap you into the air, and you begin flying towards what is now a vortex. It's not just a cocoon, it is a full-on typhoon of flame in the middle of this arena. Salome.
Yes.
Doc is 30 feet from you, up the stands.
Well, something actually just occurred to me, Casey, which is that Misty Step is a leveled spell and so is Cone of Cold, so he could not have Misty Stepped after he cast Cone of Cold. So I think Doc is actually right here.
teacher.
Teacher, I think Doc is actually within sword distance for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he might actually be.
Great. So Salome first looks at Belinda and goes, "You all right?"
She says, "I didn't take anything."
Good. That's new. I don't know how to make it work every time.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm great. And then I will cast Wrathful Smite, which I don't think I've gotten to use before. Why doesn't Doc Dervish roll a wisdom save for me?
Okay, why doesn't he?
I'll bet he's probably good at this, but we'll see.
That is a 22 to save.
Shit! God damn it, I'm gonna stop doing wisdom saves with this fella.
He's not bad with wisdom.
Yeah.
It's not his best stat, but it's not his worst.
Great, then I'm just gonna attack.
Okay.
Keep it simple. I think Salome draws her sword and briars start to come out, but they look like almost dead and like almost like they're like a lead color. Like they've been mixed somehow with like gunpowder. Like they're just kind of this weird dead gray briars coming out of her sword as she starts to attack.
Ooh, okay.
First attack is a 23 to hit.
Yup.
Next one is only a 17 to hit.
That just hits.
Yeah, all right.
Just hits.
I'm going to do 2 second level smites.
Go to town.
74 damage.
Hell yeah. Oh, that rocks the doc.
Yeah, baby.
He's still standing, but he is hurting.
Great. I think what happens is that these now like iron-ish almost briars that are almost like resemble the shade and tone of like a bullet start. They almost look like inorganic.
Okay.
Wrap around his arm, pull him a little bit toward me, and then start trying to find a vein. And I think when they do, they start to crawl up one of the veins on his arm going toward his heart.
Ugh.
god.
You just do this because you love it, right, Doc?
He smiles through the pain and says, I do.
Let's see how much you keep loving it.
At the top of the order, Wyatt, you are on the back of this winged lion, its face as bright as the sun. You are flying in the air towards this massive, swirling tornado cocoon of flame that houses Boyd. And as you approach it, you hear from inside it, you want to play games, boy? Come on. I'll show you what power really looks like. And as you fly towards it, the tornado begins to dissipate. And as it does, you see a massive, scratch that, gargantuan leg emerge from the front of the tornado. Fully formed of fire, it smashes into the ground, followed by a hand gripping the side of the arena, and then another one, and then pulling the entirety of his body forward is Boyd, easily 100 feet tall. He's huge. His entire body now is formed of this flame. His eyes burn brighter than the sun. And he says, I'm gonna fucking kill you, kid. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five, The Badlands. Want to show your support for our show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. We've got all kinds of goodies from $2 if you just want to show your support, to $5, which gets you extra stuff like homebrew content, early access to merch, and a whole second extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about the behind the scenes of the episodes. And then if you really want to go to the distance, our $10 tier includes all the above, plus monthly live streams and creative content from the cast that you can't get anywhere else. Check us out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. Thanks to Jacob Kirzner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at magehandhighfive. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. It makes a huge help. It says a little screw you to the algorithm, and it helps us get found by new listeners. So please head on over and do it. And those who have already, thank you so much. We love you. And now I'm going to shout out all of our original and up high subscribers over on Patreon. And I'm going to do it in one breath. Crimson Crown, finding new ways of making Robin regret giving me this power, so I'll make it as long as possible. Fear me, Robin, Michael Carey, Marinette, Malty, Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Koppel, Jay, Theo Wells, Wade, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, DM Dippy Fresh, Star Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads, the Jelly Cube, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wuber, Trout Relief, Mac, Patrick Heppenman, Debbie, Nathan the Ritter, Trick and Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Elson DeVavis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forstoki, Liz, Gary Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Elder Soldier, Alada Pang, Laura Hickman, Alan, Sammy Richardson. Oh, I found a new approach. I apologize to those of you whose names I blipped over in the process of it, but I think I'm ready for more challenge. So here we go. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell renowned character actor Kyle MacLachlan about the show. I don't even know if he likes D&D, but if he does, and if he listened to the show, I would be enormously happy and could just die. So do that. And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about high five?